Good evening and welcome to another edition of Horror Movie News. Today we are talking about a positive feedback coming from TIFF regarding the new Halloween movie, as well as David Bruckner's new film, and also Anya Taylor-Joy has some words to speak on the New Mutants and her opinion as to why these reshoots are a good thing. All this and so much more. Let's get started. It's Horror Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
This is how they made that sound.
Oh. Don't you blame the movies?
Oh.
Movies don't create psychos.
Here we go.
Movies make psychos more creative.
Here we go. It's Tuesday.
Yes. Another fantastic, sunny, and somewhat hot Tuesday here in North Hollywood.
Yeah, but it's gonna get dark soon. Halloween season's approaching, so
yes, the fall is coming,
and I'm ready for it.
We're all ready for it here, baby. Yes, welcome everybody. Another edition of Horror Movie News. We are on episode 43. I'm your host, Anthony Becerra, and with me to my left, I have
hey everyone, it's Ollie Drennan.
Yes, shout out to Carrie, who could not be here today. Her license expired. Yeah. And so she's having her own horror story at the DMV.
Do you think she'll survive, though?
Let's hope so.
I don't even know
if she's coming in for anime.
Oh, no.
Stay tuned and find out, kids.
It's a good way to plug the show. You gotta tune in to see if Carrie lives.
Anime at 6 p.m. Will Carrie make it? We'll find out. Now, let's get on with some quick keeping. So, where to follow us? You can find this show on youtube.com/ Popcorn Talk Network. You can also find us on the popcorntalknetwork.com website, official website right then and there. You can follow us on social media at Horror News PTN, all across the boards on Twitter and Instagram. Horror News PTN. Yes, we have a new Instagram there. I just did a live before the show, quick BTS as to the process that us professionals go through before starting this show. Ain't that right, Ollie?
It's a SIHIT show sometimes. You know, you can go look at that. Check it out.
And that's an acronym that stands for shows... Anyway,
here,
so yeah.
In...
Time. Yeah. Shows here in time. That's our acronym. Yeah.
I love how that was amazing.
Kudos to you. I gave up right away. But yeah, let's get started with some news. So this was originally going to be covered by Carrie. But we're gonna still deliver it for her. So this is regarding Halloween and the feedback happening at TIFF, which is the Toronto International Film Festival that happened, I believe, this past week. So feedback, it's great. It's good. Good feedback.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's all good. I want to know. That's good.
Reviews are out, and I have yet to read them, but I just. Knowing that the consensus overall is like it's good,
That's all you need to know.
Yeah,
because I feel like if you read those reviews, it might spill a little bit. You want to go in kind of blind, I think.
Right, it does influence your mindset going into watching a film, and I've experienced that before myself. I don't know if you have. Do you usually read reviews before going in, or
well, like it's like with The Nun, which is a different story in itself. Like I kept hearing it was going to be horrible, and you know I went into the film thinking it was going to be horrible, and I think, I don't know if that really influenced my decision of the film, but it has in the past. But recently speaking, yeah, it's just like, I don't really want to read any reviews because it will definitely play a toll on kind of how you're watching the movie, like at the present time, you know?
Right.
It can just screw with you, and I don't want to be screwed with. But it's good that Halloween is good because I don't want that film to fail because it has a lot to live up to, I think.
Yeah, and I said it's a. I read that it was a worthy addition to the franchise,
Which is good to hear.
And there is a showdown between Jamie and the Shape, and
yes, and we saw that in the recent trailer.
Yeah, which I personally haven't seen myself because I'm already sold on this movie.
Yeah, you don't want to even see those scenes.
Yeah,
huh?
Like I'm good. It's one of the reasons. If you guys want, go check. Yeah, if you haven't seen the trailer, by all means, that's your prerogative to check it out or not.
And it's like. Just so you know, it didn't really show that much.
Right.
So it's kind of, that was basically like the only new footage that I've noticed from the newest trailer.
Yeah.
But it was good.
That's good. Yeah, I'm already psyched enough for it. So I'm like down to just go watch
it's
already.
It's a month away.
Yeah. But like with the new Suspiria trailer came out as well, like the official, I believe. Since I'm super psyched about that movie, I kind of jumped and saw that trailer. So, it goes to show.
But that's like your movie. So exactly. I completely understand.
Yeah, exactly. So Halloween is more like, okay, I'm interested. I'm not like super hyped for it, but I'm down for
it. It'll be here before we know it. So, and I am going to be there at the front row, pushing people out of the way to see Jamie Lee Curtis in all her Scream Queen glory. So I cannot wait.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that movie. It's going to be one for the ages. But yeah, so let's go on to our next bit of news. So this is coming from THR, which is a Hollywood Reporter. So friend of the show, remember David Bruckner? Mm-hmm. We had him on along with his DP that they both worked on The Ritual. Mm-hmm. So just a quick overview of David Bruckner. He worked on The Signal. He worked on Amateur Night segment from VHS, which is the one about like the weird girl that, you know, is like a weird succubus or something. Like she ends up killing the guy. Also worked on the Accident segment from Southbound. And also this year is one of the most, I think, really great horror films of 2018, The Ritual, that premiered on Netflix earlier this year. He directed that. So now it comes in that he's directing a new film called The Night House. So this is pretty much what we know about the plot so far. It's going to be a supernatural thriller. And it's written by Ben Collins and Luke Piotrowski, which these two writers also wrote Super Dark Times, which is also on Netflix, and I would recommend it. I enjoyed that film. It's not like super scary in a sense, but it is a very dark tone, and I think it's worth watching. It's really cool what they did in that film with what they had. It's like pretty low budget, but it's nice. They also wrote this other one called Stephanie. I haven't seen that one yet, but yeah, it was regarded with that one. So I'm just going to quickly pull up the more plot details that we have. But yeah, what do you think?
Well, I'm always looking for hidden gems and all the underrated ones. So Super Dark Times and Stephanie already sounds really good. Like I'm constantly looking for films that I haven't seen or heard of yet. Those are like such great films that don't get enough like screen time or like spotlight, you know?
Right.
No one talks about them. And I'm glad that there's like streaming services such as Netflix that has those. So I have to really look at Super Dark Times. And do you know where we could watch Stephanie at it by chance?
I'm guessing you could rent it on Amazon. I didn't look it up. I didn't have time to look it up. That's a great question. If my Wi-Fi worked, I would look it up here.
Technical difficulties.
On my phone, yeah. But yeah, I pulled up the plot. And so this is a quote coming from the site. So it says, plot details are being kept secret, but House is known to center on a widow who begins to uncover her deceased husband's disturbing secrets. Boogity boogity. Okay. So there's a widow involved. A dead husband is having secrets. Maybe he died because of those secrets.
It's always that damn dead husband that just like has the skeletons in his closet.
Triple D, damn dead husband, right? Damn there. Dead husband. I hate them triple D's, man. Yeah, but I'm pretty excited. I feel like he's a phenomenal director. I really like what he's done so far. I'm looking forward to this next film, and I wish him all the best on it. Hopefully it's a steady smooth ride into making this film, but if not, you know, that's just the way the news goes.
But I think, like, if anything, I think that his films definitely stick with you. Like, The Ritual, I still can, like, really vividly remember that film.
Right.
And even, like...
that was a rough shoot, too.
Amateur Night. Like, that's the one
that was
VHS.
My favorite one.
That was the one that sticks with you. So I think he has such an eye for creating a film or a short story that really just is like captivating to his audiences, regardless of whether you actually like the film or not. So I think that's his talent, and I'm really looking forward for this secret of this husband that's dead in this future film. So shout out to David Bruckner.
Shout out to David Bruckner. And again, the film is called The Night House, so stay tuned for updates on that one. And Ollie, I believe you have this next story.
Yes, one of my favorite actors in Hollywood at the moment, Anya Taylor-Joy.
Who's coming up like as a Scream queen herself.
Absolutely.
Scream princess?
Yes. She looks good as a blonde, she looks good as a brunette, but anyway, she's versatile. But she's playing Ilana Rasputin, a.k.a. Magic, in the new upcoming New Mutants. And it's crazy to think that New Mutants was supposed to come out this year in April. So, and obviously, we talked about the reshoots. And that's like, crazy because it's going to be coming out next August, 2019. So this film, I think, is going to be drastically changed. And obviously, Anya, she has such an amazing career ahead of her right now. And people are wanting to know what the heck is going on with New Mutants.
Right.
And so she talked to Collider recently when she was asked about the delay. She quoted and said this: "I don't find the delay frustrating because when the film comes out, we want it to be something that will make the fans truly happy. Taking the time to do it with people might find it a little bit frustrating to wait for. When we deliver it, it's going to be fantastic. That's the most important thing. And getting the opportunity to play the character again is just great." So I feel like, just by that quote, I feel like they're drastically changing this movie.
Yeah, because the fact, like, that she said that last part too.
Playing the character again.
And I was like, whoa, like, because that's like when you play a character and then she's over it. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I have to come back to this character.
So it's almost like they're not reshooting it. They're refilming the whole thing. That's what I kind of think. She
didn't say to continue playing this character.
She went on to say that, I think we're making the movie that we set out to make in the beginning. That's what we're going to end up delivering to people. It feels like the movie we all signed up to do, which is good. And obviously, we want this to be a horror film. The first, quote unquote, superhero horror film.
Right.
Well, that could be argued with, like, Blade and whatnot.
I was about to say, yeah.
you know.
And I did see all three recently, which
and
were offended.
Spawn, so. But I feel like with a Blade's Marvel. But, like, in this age, I think, with all the new, you know, all the new influences, all the new technology, and with a team, you know. So I feel like it is going to be a very unique film, and I want it to be done right. And I think it is a year ahead. And this was, I was really excited for this film. Because it has an amazing cast. It has Blue Hunt. It has Maisie Williams, who's obviously in Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So I think Arya.
Yeah,
yes. Arya Stark. Who's playing Wolfsbane. And I really want this film to be done right. And I hope the wait is worth it. So what do you think? Any other thoughts?
It feels like she's just... I don't know. She's a little too positive about it, maybe. But I mean, what can you say when you're like in the movie and like they're asking you like, "What's up with these reshoots?"
You kind of have to. Makes sense.
You know, like, yeah, but it's at the same time, it's just.
And plus, she's so busy with, you know, Split and all these other projects she's being casted in. You know,
yeah,
so, makes a lot of sense. And I also real quick, I think that the Disney merger still kind of has something to do with the pushback of these films, because also Dark Phoenix kind of got pushed back. So I'm wondering if they're kind of just seeing if they're going to incorporate mutants into the MCU eventually. So maybe that year pushback also has something to do with it. So
that's possible. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, as far as it might be a little positive spin on it, but, you know, we'll see. Jeez, I just hope it's a good film. That's all I can really hope for.
I agree. And JLS Comics in the chat said that Magic is one of his favorite characters, so he obviously wants the film to be done right as well.
Yeah, right. And what if they are including some things to shoehorn them into the MCU?
Mm-hmm. It would be smart.
It would be.
I feel like timing is everything. So
yeah, hopefully it doesn't get pushed back even more.
Oh, God. Then I would be annoyed, for sure.
Because I feel like if they are going to try and, like, shoehorn it into MCU, I think we would see another pushback, but let's hope not.
I just don't want it to be canceled. Like, don't cancel this film, please. I'm already too excited.
Right. No, that would break all of our hearts. That would be terrible. No, I don't think they'll go that far to cancel it. I'd be mad. People would riot. but, yeah, so the release date, again, is August 2nd, 2019, for The New Mutants.
That's very...
Yeah.
That's literally like a more 11 than half, months.
Yeah. Oof. Thank you for being good at math. All right. Well, there's that. Hopefully the New Mutants can find their stride. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Cut to canceled.
No!
Yeah. All right. But anyways. All right. So, I'd like to take this time to just say, hey there, viewers, and welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in and staying tuned in and keeping and having retained your attention. I would like for you to now please rate and subscribe. Please subscribe to our Popcorn Talk Network channel if you can. We give you updates and whatnot, notifications on all your favorite shows. As well as if you go on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, if you can rate this podcast, that'd be awesome. Give it an honest rating. It's all good. I can take it. We can take it, right?
Absolutely.
I'm not going to cry. I'm a big boy. People aren't mean. Yeah, so please give us those 5 stars on iTunes. If you use iTunes, just type in Horror Movie News. Look for this thumbnail, and that's where we're at. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, please give those thumbs up. And after the episode is over, just comment down below and ask pretty much whatever, talk about whatever you want to talk about. What do you think about these reshoots for the New Mutants? Do you think it's a positive thing or if it's a negative thing? There's a plethora of films that were amazing that have gone through their own fair share of reshoots, you know, so this could still be great. Also, how excited are you for Halloween? I know there's a bunch of people out there excited for Halloween. And if you like The Ritual, are you a fan of David Bruckner now? Have you checked out any of his previous work? Please tell us down below. I'd love to read all that stuff. And I'll shout you out in the next episode. So this is another piece from Carrie. Unfortunately, I was not able to make it, but she did go to the Fallout premiere, and we mentioned I was at the Burbank International Film Festival this past Friday. And it premiered and it won an award. So
that's amazing.
That's great to hear.
And it's a deserved win for sure. Absolutely. Oh, dude. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the heck out of that movie, too. So please stay tuned. Once it's available to the public, we'll try to tell you where to find it. More than likely, it might be on VOD services, but we'll see. We'll see, you know? Right on. So let's get on to this next story. So pretty much the Candyman. It's been about... The original Candyman came out in 1992. Mm-hmm. It starred Tony Todd and also spawned 2 straight-to-DVD sequels. And it was directed by Bernard Rose. So it's been over like 20 years now. And so this is coming from an exclusive from Bloody Disgusting, a site I really respect. Jordan Peele is in talks to remake a Candyman, a new Candyman. And then it's possible he might want to just produce it. I don't know. They're not sure if they're going to... He's in for directing it as well. But yeah, it's an interesting story. He'd be producing it under his Monkey Paw banner, Monkey Paw Productions. And if you're not too familiar with The Candyman, it's actually based off of Clive Barker's book, Books of Blood, which is a bunch of short stories. And it's from the short story titled The Forbidden. And then they adapted it to a film and they replaced the setting from being, I believe, in like England to being in Chicago. Mm. And yeah, it's been... He's definitely a horror icon.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that how his transition from like comedy into horror... It's almost as if you have to be well-versed in like comedy to understand horror, if that makes sense.
Right.
Is that weird? I'm not making sense, but like it's crazy to think that Jordan Peele is becoming such a horror icon and I'm completely in support of him, you know?
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure. I was like, who are you referring to? Okay. No, yeah, Jordan.
The Candyman, what are you talking about?
Like, he's not a comedian.
He is. Yes, he is.
No, I totally agree with you. Isn't that strange? Because he did start off with all those sketches on Key and Peele and everything. And then to go off and make his first film, feature film, Get Out, and for it to be so successful is something of like a Hollywood Cinderella story. Yeah, I mean, for as far as I see it, the ball has been in Jordan Peele's court ever since Get Out came out. And yeah, he's been gunning for some cool IP. Like, he also was in talks, or he wanted to make a Gargoyles film for Disney. Yeah, yeah, and he's already working on his previous... this most recent film he's working on, which is Us. So that's going to be interesting as well. I believe that might come out next year, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're still shooting right now, possibly. I haven't seen any updates on that film, but definitely a director to keep your eye out. And I think it's time to have a new Candyman, in my opinion. I think it's been long enough, and I would love to see a resurrection of the Candyman. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the original?
I haven't seen the original, and I feel like I'm a lot of people haven't seen the original. So I think that like kind of having like this reboot or this reimagining, whatever Jordan Peele wants to do with it, will spark interest in actually going to see the original Candyman. Because I definitely, now that Jordan Peele is going to be doing it, and it'd be nice to compare the two as well, because obviously I feel like Jordan Peele would kind of want to do something different with it, especially since you noticed that he wants to change the location, right, as you said?
In the original film, yeah. So
because it was in
from Clive Barker's book and the film that came out in 1992. Oh. Yeah, they changed the location.
Okay.
Yeah. But it made it more of like a, I believe, more of a social. It had social like some commentary, social commentary,
which was perfect for Jordan Peele.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So it's like it's up his alley. That's why. That's mm-hmm. why I think it speaks to him a lot, and I think he'd do a great job with it. I personally have yet to see this movie. I believe Steve, have you seen this movie?
Yes, I have actually.
What's your take on it?
The original location, story wise, to my recollection, since it's been a while, have both been in New Orleans.
Okay.
And yeah, I enjoyed them immensely. Actually, I was definitely about it. Being a fan of Clive Barker's films in the mid to late 90s, for sure, for the horror genre in general. And they were very on par with the rest of what was out there, and also unique in a way. I very much appreciated them.
Right on. Thank you for that, Steve. So yeah, my bad. I think I said Chicago. It was actually New Orleans. Mm. Why is that so hard for me to say? But yeah, I'm down for that. What do you think?
For New Orleans?
No, if this were to happen.
As long as he time manages well, because he has so many projects
going
on, because he has Us, he wants to do Gargoyles.
Well, who knows if that, what's up with that, too? Yeah.
Oh, God. Gargoyles or Candyman?
I don't think Disney would want to give that to him. Or I don't know if that's Disney's, their brand right now. Yeah, we'll see.
Damn it, Disney.
It'd be cool if they did it like in animated sort of form, like kind of like Wreck-It Ralph style.
Like. Or even kind of like having, you mean Gargoyles?
Yeah.
Maybe Gargoyles being kind of like a series like on Netflix or like some kind of streaming service.
Their Disney.
As an animated.
Their new Disney streaming service they're revving up for. That'd be cool.
Ooh, I don't know. Let us know in the chat what you think.
Yeah, you guys a fan of the Candyman? You guys tasted his sweet, sweet candies?
Well, the chat's blowing up about, like, Predator and the Nun right now, so...
Yeah, let's get to...
Is the Predator out, by the way? I'm sorry, off topic.
It's out this weekend.
Okay.
I actually have a list at the end of our news segment, after our news, films that are coming out this week that I'm excited for. There's about five of them, so...
Perfect.
Let's just get into this last bit of news here. With, I believe you have this. Take it away, Ali.
Yes. So the writer for the It sequel is kind of teasing the ending, and he's kind of like saying that it might break the audience's hearts.
Oh no!
So speaking with iFilm, the It Chapter 2 writer.
Oh, sorry, it's Slash Film.
Oh, Slash. My bad.
It's all good. My bad.
I'm just screwing up today. Chapter 2 writer Gary Dauberman was asked about the finale to the 2-part feature film Saga. This is a complete story, Dauberman promised. He then added, "The film, I think, will satisfy the audience and maybe break their hearts a little bit." So, that is very interesting. But, I mean, the original, one of the characters did die.
I was about to say, there are casualties.
I don't know if that's exactly anything like that's completely shocking, mm-hmm. you know? But I wonder how if they're going to change who dies.
Or if maybe... he gets, like... if they like tear him apart like in a like a really like vicious way,
uh-huh.
it could be pretty shocking.
I just wonder if I don't want to spoil. If they change one of the characters' deaths, someone who else dies, or someone.
Oh.
Or maybe someone doesn't. No, I think someone will die.
Someone has to die.
Yeah, if it's gonna break our hearts.
Yeah.
Definitely a character that we got behind for sure.
And Mike might get stabbed.
Yeah.
that's what happens.
I think it's going to be a lot more brutal, too.
I hope so.
You know?
Yeah.
And just a refresher, James McAvoy, he's going to... McAvoy? How do you say his last name?
McAvoy.
I always screw up his last name. Oh, my gosh. He plays Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hader is Richie. Jessica Chastain is Beverly, which is my favorite casting. James Ranson is Eddie. Andy Bean is Stanley. Jay Ryan is Ben. And Isaiah Mustafa is Mike.
My money's on Eddie, right? Eddie's the original, mm-hmm. the one who dies at the mm-hmm. end. Yeah. Spoilers! if you haven't seen the original film.
I just wonder, I feel like Richie might eat it. I don't know.
I would hate that, too.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, because it has to be Richie. A character that really resonates with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like Richie really did that. But the reminder, Pennywise is going to return September 6th, mm-hmm. 2019. So, we're going to check get New Mutants, and then we're going to get Pennywise. This is going to be a good year for horror next year.
Next year's revving up to be better than it sounds like.
2018 was just a tease. Like, it was just setting up. And it was still
pretty good, too.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Damn.
I just think horror's getting a lot better, but...
Should do, like, a year in retrospect. Like, Revenge. I loved Revenge. It's a film that comes up... Summer of 84.
Yeah. We got to do that. We got to do that for...
Just talk about movies that have come out this year.
Top three, top five for each of us or something.
Oh, that'd be so hard, but yeah, that'd be great. Okay, so that's all we had for news. Now I want to include a somewhat of a new segment. This is pretty much, I call it releases of the week. I haven't thought of anything clever than that, but it's pretty much... The movies that are being released this week that fall into our horror category that are either in theaters or on video on demand. But first, what's good with the chat? Let's before we get into that.
Okay, well, if JLS Comics says, if it breaks my heart, there better be an It 3 to put it back together.
No, and... it's going to stay broken. I'm sorry.
It is a complete story. That
it is,
Gary did say that, and Westy Kid says, It 2 better have more Pennywise, which I totally agree with.
More? I mean, he was in it. Quite a lot, right?
I didn't think so.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I think it was really... the first one was really about the kids, which makes sense. You got to set up the kids. And I feel like the first one was... It was a series. It was a mini series, basically. And so I think I want to know more about Pennywise and his origins. Because in the book, it explains like this crazy backstory to...
It's wild. Yeah. I've heard about
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Yeah.
With the turtle. There's a turtle.
I was about to say. His arch nemesis is a cosmic turtle.
What is that? I don't know. I don't think they'll do that, but like...
Oh, Stephen King and your drugs.
And then there's a scene that we will not talk about.
Oh, yeah. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. The menage a trois plus like three, you know?
Yeah.
Very interesting. I don't think we'll have that, but anyway...
No, it would have happened. No, there's no way they will ever do that in a
Westy Kid doesn't think that Westy. Oh, Westy Kid doesn't think that Westy Kid. He doesn't think that Pennywise was really in the first one a whole lot.
Okay, cool.
I agree with that.
Okay, I haven't really thought about it, but I guess yeah.
Let's get back on topic.
But yeah.
All right. So yeah. So these releases for the week. So, this is from September 10th, which is Monday, to September 17th, which is Sunday. But yeah, so apparently Slice only had a day in theaters. I don't know what's up with that. They chose not to release it, not even like a small release. It was just one day, which was last night, in select theaters in just big cities. But yeah, today it's coming out from, I read this on Bloody Disgusting, that Slice is being released on VODs today everywhere. And again, Slice is a film with Chance the Rapper, Zazie Beetz, Paul Scheer, supposed to be this zany, wacky, like, horror film. So that's coming out today. So you can see it right now.
I know you're really excited.
I'm going to try to watch it very soon. Who knows when. But so that's one of them. There's another film called Patient Zero that's coming out this Friday, September 14th. It's a VOD. It's kind of like zombie-esque horror film. It looks interesting. I'm not really too psyched about it, but if you like zombies and like different takes on them, I believe this is one it's worthy of checking out. This next one, I'm pretty psyched, and I'm actually, I asked for time off work to go back, I'm back home. It's Mandy, with Nicolas Cage, and from the director of Beyond the Black Rainbow, I believe.
Panos Cosmatos.
What was that again?
Panos Cosmatos.
Panos Cosmatos.
I could be wrong.
It's all good. Let's fact check that real quick. But yeah, that's coming out this Friday in select theaters. I'm super pumped for this. It just looks wild and crazy. And it's full on Rage Cage, and I'm all about the Rage Cage.
Are you?
Confirmed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Confirmed. There it is. Yep. And yeah, I'm going to go watch that Thursday night. And I know there's showings of it tonight at the Egyptian here in Los Angeles with the director, I believe, and also Nicolas Cage.
So there's like a Q&A.
Yeah, and I think that's part of Beyond Fest, too, which is also happening here in LA. So yeah, I'm gonna check that out Thursday, and I'm going back to my city, Santa Ana, in Orange County, or yeah. Santa Ana, in Orange County, and my local theater, the Frida. I'm gonna watch that there. And then another one that I'm kind of excited about is The Predator, coming out in wide release. Shane's Black, The Predator, mm-hmm. looks fantastic. I'm sure there's a lot of people.
The chat is super excited for The Predator.
Yeah, I'll ask you, what are you most excited about the new Predator?
Yeah.
What really entices you about it?
A lot of them are talking about Olivia Munn and her casting and how she possibly could have been miscast. So mm-hmm. that's something that we should look forward to. Or ooh. Consider. I don't know. It's up for debate. So yeah,
she could have been. She was miscast, or
yeah, that's what someone said in the chat. I'll look for it.
As in, like, she doesn't fit the role.
Possibly. That's how I took it. But yeah, I'm actually pretty excited for The Predator as well, which I'm surprised because I wasn't excited for it like a couple months back. But now that it's here, I'm like, oh, I really want to see that. So that's probably the movie I want to see this weekend.
Right on. And also, last but not least, is I Think We're Alone Now, which is a Peter
yes.
Dinklage and Elle Fanning. I'm pretty psyched for that one, too.
Yes.
It actually comes out this Friday as well, but it's limited release, so I'm guessing it's only going to be in big cities.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in September 21st is when it's released on VOD, so I'll probably be reiterating that next week as well. But yeah, so check that out. Those five films, Slice, Patient Zero, Mandy, The Predator, and I Think We're Alone Now. Slice and Patient Zero are on VOD, and I Think We're Alone Now will be on VOD next week. The other two are going to be probably theater for a while. Who knows? But I'll keep you updated. So let's go back to our chat real quick. What's good with them?
Okay, well, Rugged English, going on to The Predator, which is coming out, obviously, like you said, this weekend. He says that Olivia Munn gave an interview saying she felt singled out. So, and he was wondering if we addressed that at all. And that's news to me, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if this controversy regarding Olivia Munn and her role. It's news to me. I really yeah. love Olivia Munn. I mean, I think she has kind of a hit or miss role sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she was Psylocke in X-Men, but she did good in this film, but we have to wait to freaking give our judgment.
Yeah, and I heard about, like, the controversy of how there was a certain scene with a certain actor that was, I believe, Shane Black's friend that Olivia Munn disagreed with having him in the film and whatnot. I'm not really gonna touch on
yeah.
that. Yeah. And so I'm just going to leave it at that, you know, and you make up your own minds about that whole scandal.
Well said.
I'm all about the film. And so, speaking of The Predator, let's get into our abyss. It's pretty much films that we've been watching and films that we recommend. Since The Predator is coming out this weekend, I decided to watch the original Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, oh my god, fantastic film. If you haven't seen that, I highly recommend it. It's really cool. I like the effect of, like, him being camouflaged and everything. I think that still works today. I think some scenes are pretty frightening as mm-hmm. well. Definitely a lot of, like, super machismo things, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like a bunch of beefed up mercenaries going out into the jungle, and they take out this whole little village, like,
yeah.
and there's just, like, six of them.
Yeah, Rambo meets Alien, basically, is what Predator yeah. has always been to me.
And it's also directed by the same director of the original Die Hard, John McTiernan.
There you go. Oh, I didn't know that, and I still have yet to see Die Hard.
1987.
Yeah. Yeah,
very nice.
Yep. So overall thoughts, it was a thumbs up for me. I really enjoyed that. I mean, it's not the first time I've seen it. I've seen it a couple times now, but it's been a while since I've seen it, and definitely worthy. Yeah.
Well, I feel like growing up, like, the Predator series has always just, like, scared the crap out of me. But now it's cool. But, like, it's definitely because of the violence and, like, the gore and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and kind of just, like, humans going up against something that is so, like, so more far advanced
yeah,
than us.
And stronger, too.
Yeah.
Just beefy. Like, he just picks up Arnold, like, with one arm, and I was just like, wow. But yeah, anyways, what's your movie?
Well, it's funny. It kind of relates to Halloween a little bit, about kind of, like, not reimagining, but kind of having a sequel. I was actually watching Scream 4 mm-hmm. last night on Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Oh, nice.
And I just remember how, like, scared I was, not from the film, but I was afraid of going into it because I'm like, oh my gosh, is this going to tarnish like the trilogy?
Yeah.
You know, but obviously it's directed by Wes Craven and I really have so much trust in Wes Craven.
Have you never seen this?
No, I have. Oh, okay, I saw it when it came out in 2011.
Right.
And I was going into the theater. I saw it with my dad and he was like so scared. Anyway. And I'm like, Dad, this is hilarious. This film is amazing. But I was so pleasantly surprised or just at ease when I actually got out of the movie theater and like I was like, oh my gosh, this film's so good, and like it didn't tarnish like the original trilogy, and a lot of people say that it's even better than some of the older Screams.
Okay.
But I feel like it was just so funny and it was so aware of itself. Mm-hmm. And coming from, you know, like 10 years ago basically, and the synopsis is 10 years have passed and Sydney Prescott, who has put herself back together thanks in part of her writing, is visited by the Ghostface Killer.
Mm-hmm.
And it has such an amazing cast. Neve Campbell, it has Courtney Cox, and they reprise their roles. Right. And it has David Arquette.
Right.
It has Hayden Panettiere, who I love.
Oh, nice.
Have you seen it?
I have yet to see it.
You
no.
haven't seen it?
I haven't seen... I've only seen Scream 1, yeah. I'm getting around to those first.
You have homework to do, mister.
Dude, I have so much.
No, but this is a very special film, too, because I think Wes Craven... this is one of his last films he's worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And it spawned, you know, the Scream TV series. It spawned what Halloween is doing currently. It spawned that interest back into horror icons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ghostface is a horror icon, and you know, Michael Myers and Jamie Lee Curtis, people are getting excited for Halloween. They're going back and watching the old films and loving them and appreciating them so much more than when we didn't have like the sequels and whatnot. And I think that's important. That's special to me as a horror fan. You mm-hmm. know, we're giving rise to new horrors and new installments, but we're also going back and appreciating the phenomenal pieces of horror history that I grew up with, you know?
Yeah.
So
that was great.
Especially
wow,
me.
Thank you for that.
But yeah, speaking go watch of, it if you haven't.
I know. Yeah. I was like, all right, I got to get through two and three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of horror history.
Ooh.
Ooh. Segue. Let's Perfect. Get into it. So yeah, this is our segment, horror history. This is pretty much where I go through a horror film and I talk about some of its history and its importance within the horror genre. So Steve, when you're ready, I am ready. Let me know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
I love it.
Is that the go? okay, so yeah. So today I did Frankenstein, and it was from 1931. I found it. It's free if you have a Star subscription. You can rent it elsewhere. It's directed by James Whale. It stars Colin Crive as Dr. Frankenstein, May Clark as Frankenstein's love interest, Boris Karloff as a monster, Dwight Fry as Fritz, who also plays like the Dracula's henchman in Dracula, and he was fantastic in that, one of the best parts of Dracula. Edward Van Sloan as Dr. Waldman, who also plays Van Helsing in Dracula, so those two actors came on and joined this film as well. Synopsis is an obsessed scientist, Frankenstein, assembles a living being from parts of exhumed corpses, pretty much dead corpses. And this film is fantastic. Why it's important is because Boris Karloff's performance as a monster is something that is still echoed to today. As in, like, that his performance is so good, so perfect, so creepy too. That it's probably the most iconic thing about this film, and also his makeup and how that all came about is fantastic. And he has like that super dark brow, he's got the flat head, he's got those kind of screws in his neck really for the lightning to hit him. It's interesting because like the film opens up with a warning as to that this film is very horrific, and I warn you, be advised to watch it. And keep in mind, this was during the Depression from 1921-1939. That was the Depression, and this came out in 1931. So they're really prepping people for that. But yeah, Boris Karloff's performance as a monster is something that everyone should watch. It's so fantastic. It makes the movie. My God. Also, the compositions to the shots of this film are great. The set design is also amazing, and it all just comes together perfectly. Personally, I love this movie. I like it more than Dracula. I think it's a better film than Dracula, in my opinion. And which I think is a good thing, because like from Dracula to this is like a huge leap and bound. And I highly recommend it. Really recommend it. It's horrifying. There's a scene of like a father carrying his daughter in his hands through the city, and it's a long tracking shot, and it broke my heart to see that scene.
Was the daughter dead?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it was at the fault of Frankenstein's monster. Wow. And it's really something that's so upsetting. Mm-hmm. That really I really appreciated how it made me feel, like, mm-hmm. that upsetness to watching this imagery of a father just carrying his lifeless daughter's body in mm-hmm. his hands and crying and yeah, it was good. Where are we at with time? Did I finish early? Okay, yeah, so that's Frankenstein for you. Again, you can find it on a free, if you have Stars subscription, you can find it free on Stars, or you can rent it elsewhere. Luckily, I have the DVD collection, and yeah, I've been running through those. Next week's film is going to be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Yeah. Yes, so I believe you can find it, since it's so old, it's possible you can find it on YouTube, or you can rent it on Amazon, or I actually forgot to check where I could find this, so that's why I'm just spitballing where you can find it. But yeah, I'll probably tweet about it later. But yeah, that's next week's horror history is going to be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Nice. Yeah. That's so cool. I didn't know that was done during the Great Depression. And I feel like that makes sense, because I feel like the monster was very kind of example of the Great Depression, how people were living, but they weren't really living. You know, kind of like how the monster was.
Oh, wow.
And I also,
what a great point.
When that really resonated with me when you kind of talked about the dad bringing his daughter mm-hmm. out and she was dead. It's kind of like kids were dying in the Great Depression, you know?
You're so right, yeah.
So it's kind of like a social commentary, you know, yeah. almost.
Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of imagery of like the monster taking away the innocence of specifically young women too, which yeah. was interesting, because like he kills the young daughter, and he also breaks in and terrorizes Frankenstein's wife or soon to be wife mm-hmm. and stuff, and then how she's dressed in all white, and then he mm-hmm. creeps up in on her and he's dressed in all black.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very interesting. Definitely a very superb film. I was blown away. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was gonna be that
I need
great
to watch it.
Yeah,
I'll watch it. You finish Scream.
Yeah, I haven't seen all the Universal horror films mm-hmm. yet, but as of right now, like, that's probably my top number one under Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to watch the rest of them. So next is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. All right, cool. So give us a last shout out for our fans here.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in live and chatting with us in the live chat. Thank you, Westy Kid. Thank you, Wellington.
Rugged English.
Yes, Rugged English. There. Thank you, JLS Comics. Thank you guys so much. I know there's more of you. Starju! Starju, we love you. You are one of the vets. Sean, we love you too. And Edgar Alves, thank you very much for tuning in. And yeah, thank you.
Right on. Thank you so much for the support, everybody. And with that, it's time for us to go and wrap up. Ooh.
Damn. Are you okay? Are you bleeding? Yeah. Yeah, he's bleeding.
Tis but a flesh wound. All right, everybody. Ollie, put yourself over.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Horror Movie News. This is Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Check me out on AfterBuzz TV today, later at 5 for Anime Movie News. Or Anime... My Hero Academia at the show, and also at 8 for the Purge TV series on USA. Ooh. At 8. Yes, check us out there.
Right on. And I am Anthony Becerra. You can find me everywhere at TonyBTony_. Steve, are you ready with that sound effect again? I want to do something. All right, Steve. So, all right. Right on. So, everybody, thank you so much. This has been another episode of Horror Movie News. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, subscribe, and keep on supporting us. We do it for you guys. You guys are awesome. And here I go. Here's my knife, Steve. Ready? I'm going to throw it at the camera. Huh. Oh, there it is. Gotcha. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.